Jerry Bader Show 1050. I've got two pieces, one that I did not get to yesterday, written by Ken Paulson, that appeared in USA Today. Paulson is president of the First Amendment Center and dean of the College of Mass Communications at Middle Tennessee State University. There's another piece today from Dan Henninger in today's Wall Street Journal. They both deal with the frontal assault right now, full frontal assault to silence conservative voices. This is another Michael Sam article from Ken Paulson. I didn't get to it yesterday. I'm going to share it with you now. I'll tell you what, we'll talk about Henninger's piece in the after show video, which you can find at jerrybadershow.com. You knew someone was going to behave badly. When Michael Sam became the first openly gay man to be drafted in the NFL, ESPN cut to the celebration, which included Sam kissing his boyfriend. No surprise there, draftees often kiss their loved ones. The Miami defensive back, Don Jones, decided to share his insights on the kiss. OMG and horrible, he tweeted. Again, no shock. There's a reason no players come out until now. Then came the real surprise. The Miami Dolphins fined and suspended Jones for his tweets and ordered him to go into a training program for education. Of course, this comes on the heels of L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling being banned for life and fined $2.5 million by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver for racially offensive remarks made in a surreptitiously recorded private conversation. For both men, free speech has proved costly. Though there's been no violation of their constitutional rights, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law. There's no mention of powerful pro sports franchises. Sterling was a member of an elite club of millionaires who own NBA franchises and can make their own rules. Jones has a contract with the Dolphins, which presumably bars comments that hurt the marketing or financial welfare of the team. Even so, the two incidents raise important questions. Have businesses become so sensitive to the perception of intolerance that they're going to punish people for their beliefs? Are employees now to be counseled because they have a thinking problem? Sterling's remarks were ignorant and hateful, but they were private. The NBA banned him for life for not sharing the NBA's approved viewpoint. Jones' reaction was crude, but undoubtedly his honest take. Now the Dolphins are insisting he be re-educated. The backlash against intolerant views is not limited to sport. Last month, Mozilla co-founder CEO Brendan Eich resigned under public pressure after it was revealed that he had donated $1,000 6 years ago in the Prop 8 campaign to ban gay marriage in California. In 2008, Eich was not exactly an outlier. He joined 7 million fellow Californians in voting for the successful measure, which was later struck down in federal court. Apparently, there's no statute of limitations on unpopular political stances. These latest NBA and NFL controversies feel different, though. These are powerful sports monopolies and teams that are so determined to look progressive and bias-free, they'll hammer anyone who puts a dent in that image. And then he makes a great point here. What if Jones, instead of the tweet that he tweeted, had tweeted this? What if an NFL player had been a bit more circumspect, tweeting, "Congrats to Michael Sam, but the idea of two men in a romantic relationship offends my deepest religious beliefs. Would the Dolphins have suspended him for sharing his faith? Or was OMG just not eloquent enough?" That's a great question. That's a great question. Well, would it have been? There's little sympathy for Sterling or Jones. After all, these are wealthy and powerful figures. Why should we care if they get pilloried for their unpalatable views? We should care because it's a dangerous and chilling practice at odds with cherished rights of privacy and free speech. And listen carefully to this. Are we embracing a new Sterling rule under which comments made in private to friends or family members are grounds for losing your livelihood? How long before a CPA gets called in for an unfortunate joke among friends at a neighborhood party? Does a teacher get dismissed for crude remarks made with buddies over a beer? It is not at all far-fetched. Listen to this. Listen to this. It is not at all far-fetched. In the State of the First Amendment survey conducted by the First Amendment Center in 2010, 53% of respondents said you shouldn't be allowed to say something that might offend someone of another race. Oh, my Lord. More than half of the country thinks you shouldn't be allowed to say anything that might offend. Offensive speech is that which is most protected by the First Amendment. It is that which needs the most protection. 45% said you should be barred from remarks that might offend someone of another religion. But it's not limits on free speech that have led to real social progress. True understanding comes from the free and open exchange of ideas and exposure to others who are different from you. Telling someone that there are economic and professional consequences for intolerant personal views doesn't change or enlighten him. It just reinforces that intolerance. Ken Paulson, yesterday's USA Today. Where will this stop? Where will this stop? I don't have to agree with someone's free speech to defend it. And again, he's right. It didn't violate the constitutional protections. Anyone, any private entity can decide what you can and can't say and fire you for it. But that companies now feel the need to do this, that you need to be re-educated for what you think. So even if 100% of people felt Jones was wrong, he doesn't have a right to be wrong anymore. Not with his employer. Now, that's always been true to a degree. Let me ask you this. What if a black player says, now, and I'm being clear on this, what if a black player says blacks naturally are superior athletes to whites? What would happen to him? You realize that's considered an untrue stereotype. Really? How many white guys play wide receiver in the NFL versus black guys? I'm just throwing it out there. Just as it was a stereotype that blacks weren't smart enough to play quarterback, which is just, it took way too long. I mean, some things did just take way too long to change. I agree. Or that blacks couldn't be coaches. But those were hurtful and harmful stereotypes. What I just described is considered a stereotype. What if a black athlete says it? This is opening an extremely dangerous door. Really, 53% of Americans think if you might offend someone of another race, you shouldn't be allowed to say something like that. All right, Henninger's piece is really, really good. I'm going to talk about it in the after show video, which you can find at jerrybadershow.com. But I also want to, he picks up on the university issue that's going on, where conservatives, everyone's a conservative now, it seems, if you're not a liberal on campus. Talk about it in the video. I think we'll talk about it on the show tomorrow as well. It's 10:58, 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.